Today we're going to talk about something I like to call vanity metrics. So vanity metrics are metrics that might look good on paper, but mean absolutely nothing to your bottom line. So some examples of vanity metrics would be the site visits to your website, or the number of pages viewed when they're on your website, or likes on one of your social media posts, or the number of followers you have on Twitter, or even the number of people on your email list, you know, your bounce rate, the time spent on your website. Unfortunately, these are mostly vanity metrics, and they can be useful when cross-referenced with other metrics, but the thing about them is they might look good, but they don't tell a story of action. I mean, sure, they might have spent a lot of time on your website, so your bounce rate may look great, and maybe they liked your website blog post or something like that, or they even subscribed to your email list, but the question is, did they buy? Did they become a conversion? If not, who cares? I mean, who cares if you have a million people on your email list, if you send out an email and hardly anybody's opening it, nobody's clicking the links, and ultimately nobody's buying, then it doesn't really matter at all now, does it? Instead, you need to prioritize metrics such as what are people doing once they get to your site? What demographics are converting? What channels drive the most conversions to your site? And this is a big one when I started tracking the conversions down to the actual origin. You know, did they come from a Facebook ad? Did they come from a Google ad? Did they come from organic SEO? Did they come from an affiliate? When you can track it down to the source, that's when you can really start paying attention to things that are actually getting results for you, and not paying so much attention to stuff that may be getting you even some traffic, but not ultimately leading to conversion. So you need to know which conversion channels create the highest revenue. Where are your repeat customers coming from? What are your churn rates like? What's your lifetime customer value? These are the real questions that you need to ask yourself and you need to be tracking in order to really grow your business and to make sure you're not spending too much time, money, or effort tracking metrics and focusing on things that ultimately don't lead to sales.